Thank you, Leah. That was wonderful. That was Game of Thrones, for those who aren't familiar. The intro. Welcome to those who are listening. It's basically just us. But welcome to the Ashitaka's Angels Season 7B Doctor Who podcast. It's been a while. It's great to talk to all of you guys again. Let me just introduce you. I'm Zosette. I'm joined by Leah.
Present.
Maxine.
Hello.
And first timer to the podcast, Jen.
Hello.
Everybody say hi. Yay.
Woo.
Yay. All
right. Yay.
So, Doctor Who, you guys. It's been crazy.
Yeah. What?
It's been crazy.
What's that?
I don't know. It's just like, is it a show about medical people?
Thinking of Grey's Anatomy there.
Yeah, Grey's Anatomy.
Cannot believe that show is still on.
So. I know. I really thought that would have been the series finale, but no. Not so much.
So this podcast will be covering everything from the Bells of St. John through The Name of the Doctor, which we just saw on Saturday. I want to start, since it's probably the freshest in your mind, let's start with the finale. What did you guys think? Did you like it? Did you feel like it was a suitable payoff for the season? Who wants to go first? Anyone can go first.
Jen should go first. She's the newbie.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
You have the honor.
I was actually really underwhelmed by the episode. Okay. But that, I feel like, has been the trend all season. That I had, like, such high hopes, and I was not particularly impressed. I mean, it's Who. So, like, the not-so-good is still pretty okay. So, there's something to be said for that. I don't know. I mean, granted, I'll be honest, it's been a while since I watched, like, Silence in the Library. But the whole ending, I was not quite sure how it fit with, like, the timeline of the rest of the series with Ripper. Like, I was on board, and then weird things started happening, and it just felt kind of hodgepodged at the end.
Mm-hmm. I sort of agree in the fact that there was a lot of stuff in the finale, which I think Moffat tends to do, cram a lot of things into one episode. But I actually think, for once, it actually worked. I personally loved the finale. I thought it was the best episode of the whole second half. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was. It was just, like, I was on board the whole finale. I was like, I thought that the finale would have been more effective, I think, maybe if we had a little bit more time with Clara. Because I feel like we needed maybe a little bit more time to get to know her so that her actual sacrifice would have meant a little bit more. In the finale than it did, but I still really like the explanation. I was able to follow that. The Great Intelligence was sort of an okay villain. I mean, the guy who played the Great Intelligence was really good, but I don't know. It was weird to me that he was, like, in the snowmen and he was in the Bells of St. John and there was, like, nothing, and then all of a sudden he goes up again. I could have used more development with that. But I don't know. I was in it, man. I thought it was, I was, like, emotionally affected. I thought the River stuff, as soon as they revealed that River wasn't even really, it was like the dead version of River, kind of. I thought it was, like, a really nice scene between them because it almost felt like a true sort of ending, kind of. They actually, like, had, like, a kiss that was just, like, a normal sort of kiss. Because it's always, like, I don't know. I feel like their kisses a lot of times, like, she kisses him and he's like, what?
Yeah.
Or they're, I don't know, being sappy at each other.
I completely agree that scene was the first time I really got on board with the Doctor in River.
Yes.
Truly being like, married together.
Yes.
Couple, and they're on an equal playing field.
I agree. Yeah, totally. And it was like the way that Matt Smith played it too was so serious. And normally they're so kind of just like sassy at each other.
Around each other. Yeah.
And this was like, you could tell that he really, really cared about her in that moment. And it was, I don't know if it means that River is going to be gone for good. I'm not sure, but it almost felt.
It felt like a final.
I think too, what kind of impacted me with that is the fact that Amy and Rory are gone.
You know,
and that River was kind of, in a sense, the last real link.
Yes.
Ooh. Oh man.
Yeah. Last pawns, really.
Oh man.
Right.
She was a pawn. Yeah. Technically.
Yeah. And
yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
That is really sad.
And the feels come.
Yes. Oh no! Attack my feels. I mean, we can talk about this a little bit more. I've already sort of talked for too long, probably.
However, the
end of the episode, my brain exploded. Okay. It wasn't even like I was trying to explain this to someone. It wasn't even like I was confused.
Your brain slid out of your ears.
If you're confused. You at least sort of are like, okay, something is going on and I should understand it, but I'm not understanding it. This was like, what?
You got sideswiped?
It was like, introducing John Hurt. What? As the doctor. Wait.
Yeah.
Huh?
All right, let's go. We'll go back to that.
Okay. Anyways.
Would you like to add something to what Leah said?
I have to agree with both Jen and Leah. And the fact with Jen that I felt like this whole season was kind of underwhelming for me.
Mm-hmm.
I love Doctor Who. It's like my favorite show. That's what I told everybody. But at the same time, I don't know, when we got back after the snowman, you know, he was, you know, tracking down Claire and traveling with her and whatnot, I don't know, something felt like it was missing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but the finale I did love. I do agree that there's some, you know, elements to it. I never really enjoyed the Great Intelligence as a villain. I just kind of was like, he's mediocre, you know?
Mm-hmm.
At the same spot, so many, you know, great and scary and horrible things. And then it's like, the Great Intelligence, all right? Kind of sounds like, you know, I'm going to try and sell you computers or something. I don't know. I had a problem with that, but I did love the River and him moment. That was amazing. And Matt Smith was amazing this whole episode.
Oh, yeah.
He really killed this part.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it was very sad for me. That moment was sad, and I don't know, I thought the whole story was good, though, overall. I mean, this finale episode. I did have that moment where I was like, what? We're getting a new doctor? It's gonna be that.
Yeah.
The doctor's name is John Hurt?
Hey, at least you didn't think his name was Please. I thought it was Please for like a split second.
Yeah, he has the door open. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That could be it, because he's been yelling that for moments. But yeah, a lot of parts I thought were kind of like just weird, I guess, stage-wise. Because there's that moment where the guy's like, the Great Intelligence is all like, I'm going to jump in your travel scar or whatever, your time scar.
Your time scar.
And Jenny and them are all just like in the corner and they're like, okay. But they're not doing anything, so I felt like they were like monsters they couldn't fight, or either they're just like, we're gonna stand back and let this happen. So it was very confusing to me that they were there, but they're not. And the only person who was like rushed to his side when he fell, like, collapsed was Clara. So I'm like, okay. He comes after you guys because he said you guys were there for him in that dark moment. You know, he lost the pawns, and, you know, he cares for you guys, like, he's making sure you guys are safe and everything. And then Claire is like, I'll sacrifice everything for this guy, who I've known for, like, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and I don't know. So that was definitely a problem for me, I guess, because that staging of it, it's just, he had, like, the villain moment where he's just like, I'm going to tell you my whole plan, and no one stopped him, no one did anything.
Right, no one pushed him out of the way.
Yeah, like, all right. Go for it.
Maybe it was because he had all those Whisper Men guys, though. Like,
oh, right. Would
protecting
have
him or something. I don't know.
He could just use that.
I mean, that's what I'm assuming. That they just felt like, well, we don't really get our hearts squeezed again, so we're just going to not move. But
right. And, like, you can't even kill them. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I guess they were just defenseless, but I don't know.
You would have liked to see
I don't know. They literally were facing off from the whatever those guys are, the creepers, and the you know, Strax and Jenny. But I liked it.
Yeah.
I felt like it was my favorite episode of this part of the series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of liked Hyde as well, but I like this one the most.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't really a ghost, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know it wasn't a ghost.
I had so many River Song feels.
I know. Just
because the Silence in the Library is one of my favorite Doctor Who episodes ever.
Oh.
And good finding one. Out that it was her post being saved in the database. Just like, oh man. Because I thought we were at least going to get, you know, like the last date together. But I think that was already included in a season six DVD special.
Oh, right.
Right?
Really?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. It was called Night of the Doctor.
Yeah, I've seen those. I don't remember though.
And I think it's briefly referenced, like their last outing.
I would love to see that, but
me too. Yeah. It's not on YouTube. You actually have to get the DVD.
I have them.
Everyone, when we go to Leo's house,
everyone go over. I actually have a question about River. Can I ask it? Or
go for it.
In it, she says, right before she disappears, she says, "Hey, I was psychic linked with Clara.
Yep.
She's dead, why am I still here?" And he said, "Okay, why?" And she says, "Spoilers." Then she disappears. Do you think it just means she was trying to tell him that Clara was still alive?
That's what I thought.
Or is there some deeper mystery
there? I honestly have been thinking about that.
Uh-huh.
And I keep coming back to the little girl.
Oh.
In Silence in the Library.
Oh. Go on.
Yeah. I mean, granted, I haven't thought it entirely through. It's just me, like, you know, talking on my ass. But that girl, I mean, she would look like a younger version of Clara.
Oh.
Who was the girl, though? I haven't seen
that. I thought she was the daughter of the inventor.
I just watched it.
And she came back.
Who was that, Maxine? What?
She was the daughter of someone.
And she was related to, like, the guy who hired River to go into the library.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And I can't remember her name.
I can't either. Huh. Do you think she could be a reincarnation of one reincarnation of Clara?
I don't think so.
So that Clara and...
Well... No, she can't because we saw in the little montage where Clara is popping up over and over again. Like, she's Clara at her current age, standing and watching 10. And she's not a little girl. She's grown up Clara.
Right, but she has... Huh. The thing is about that timeline or the million pieces of her is that she has, like, a million lives. So she's not always...
She doesn't always look like...
life. So she has birth, and then, you know, she grows up and becomes... Clara, the impossible girl. So there is, like, I think there's a point where you see her as a little girl. But she's, like, in old-timey clothes. I feel like in all those flashes they showed us at the end of the show.
Right, and
They do.
And he has met her as a little girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right. So you think that maybe River and Clara are connected in some way.
And her name is Charlotte Lux.
What?
The girl in the library.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the little girl, and I think that's the connection.
Oh. That would be a twist.
That
could be interesting.
That is interesting.
Huh. Okay.
Since we're talking about Clara.
Yes.
Let's keep talking about Clara.
Okay.
What'd you guys think of her? Did you like her? I mean, did she grow on you?
I love Jenna Louise Coleman. Just gonna throw it out there. I think she is adorable.
She is.
And I think she has the cutest little nose ever seen. I just want to boop it. That got creepy. Okay.
I'm sure you're not the first person to say that.
Yeah. I love her. I think that Clara... I like her also, Clara. I like Clara. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I do think that she's a little ill-defined. I think sometimes she's just kind of was just there and was sort of like whatever they needed her to do each episode was like, and now Clara's going to be the boss and she's going to be bossing everyone around in the Cybermen episode. And now she's, but what I really loved, like I was really getting intrigued with her because I felt like in the Cold War episode, she like was kind of scared. And, like, she would listen to what the doctor would tell her to do. Like, she stayed. And he was all like, what? Because no one ever stays when he tells them to. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was an interesting characterization. And then I felt like it kind of went away a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I understand, like, I know some people were complaining they didn't think she was characterized enough. But I don't know. I still liked her. I just – I'm hoping that we'll get more – now that we know her story and why – we know the answer to her, that we'll get more of who she really, this Clara, who she really truly is. But I liked her. I mean, I was never like annoyed by her.
Yeah.
Like, and I liked her interactions with Matt Smith. I thought they had nice chemistry.
I know some people didn't really like her at the outset.
I liked Oswin. Is that what you mean? Like when she was the.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dalek? I mean, I liked her from the very beginning.
But like the Oswin version of Clara seemed a little sassier.
Yeah, I liked me. I liked Oswin. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you didn't like her. Was that before you knew that she was going to be the new companion?
Probably. I don't know. I don't. You know, I don't do well with new characters.
I know. I know.
You don't like change. I know.
I don't like change. So I don't know. I agree with Leah. She's cute. Mm-hmm. Coleman. She's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have the attachment to her that I did with my other companions.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of like Marfa. You know, like Marfa's the one people forget because, like, Marfa was so brief.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of like that right now for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't hate her. She's just new. And I don't know. She's kind of weird, but I'll live.
Okay.
It goes on.
Jen,
but this episode, I mean, I definitely feel like she stepped up a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially this last episode.
And I think it definitely helped because River's song and her shared a lot of scenes.
Mm.
And I love River. So if that was her last episode, I'm very sad. But
Yeah.
Me too. Jen, your thoughts on Clara?
I never really got attached to Clara. I'm in the same boat as she doesn't annoy me.
Mm.
Like, I've heard some people say that she just irritates them. She doesn't irritate me. But I don't feel like I have the same sort of connection with her that I have with other companions.
Yeah.
Right.
She kind of ranks with a Martha for me.
Mm.
I didn't not like Martha, but I wasn't like particularly, you know.
You weren't sad to see her go, Martha. It's just like,
no.
Right.
No, I enjoyed the episodes, but like it wasn't like. Like, when Rose left, sobbing. Donna left, sobbing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Rory, my God, there was not enough Kleenex in the world.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm kind of indifferent. I agree that she kind of fills the need of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, and we've only had 8 episodes with her, or 9, maybe?
9.
Yeah. So, okay. She hasn't, like, time to, I think,
I mean,
to really
grow. I probably, I feel like I should feel more connected with her at this point, but at the same time, I did have like 2.5 years with the Pawns.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, bound to be a little bit.
It's time.
Yeah, we need more.
I think because Moffat has the 50th anniversary coming up, I think that's what really happened. He crammed in so much. He was like, well, let's tie up Clara so we can give everyone their answers. But I feel like if he had really paced it out more and waited, it would have been better.
I think we needed more episodes with her, but
I agree.
He kind of answered, you know, so it's like, all right, adios.
I feel the same as you guys. I feel like there are times when, like, she really bothered me in Nightmare and Silver for some reason, just because it seemed so odd that she was just suddenly, she took to being in charge really well. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And it seemed kind of out of character for her.
Uh-huh.
Right, she hadn't displayed a whole lot of leadership skills.
Right.
Up until that point.
Exactly. But I felt in this last episode that, like, I felt a little bit sad because she was making this great sacrifice. I'm impressed by her character traits. Like, I like that she's intelligent.
Yeah.
And that she's as quick as him. But other than that, she just talks. She talks really fast.
Like him, yeah.
Like him.
Well, it's interesting because I've heard people, like, accuse Moffat of being like, oh, Clara's just like Amy, and he just has, like, the same type of character. I can't really verbalize why, but Clara feels a lot different from Amy to me. Yeah. Not a lot, maybe, but I don't think she's like Amy. Like, Amy was really kind of spunky. Mm-hmm. And I think Clara kind of is, too, but I don't know, a different sort of way. Like, Amy was a little more, like, sarcastic. I don't know.
The way they write Clara just seems like they're trying so hard to make her sassy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, every line has to have some sort of sass in it.
Mm.
Like, that's not how we play that game. Like, there's time and a place for it, but
right.
It felt like they were trying too hard to make her, like, this smart, funny, sassy character instead of letting her be, like, just a person.
Right. Which I felt like, yeah, Amy's sort of sass kind of just came naturally to her. Like, that was just Amy, kind of. Felt more natural.
Another difference I was thinking of between the two of them is,
Rory. Oh,
well, there's that, of course. Oh. There's Rory. Veronicus.
Cry.
Oh.
But, like, together. Amy kind of had this blind faith in the doctor.
Right.
And then I don't feel that Clara had that same just unwavering belief, because there were some moments where she doubted what he was doing.
Yeah, true.
No, that's another.
Well, also,
and I almost, that was like a point
didn't trust
favor
her.
Hmm?
Oh, sorry. I said the doctor didn't really trust Clara, so his interactions with her were a little different because he's kind of like, "Who the heck are you?" Like, he's still kind of like trying to figure her out.
So maybe the relationship changed now that he figured her out.
Right, that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping we're going to get more of, like, the true Clara, true doctor relationship. I don't know.
True companionship. Because, like, if you're traveling with someone, you should be able to trust them. But he's, like, he's always looking at her like,
who are you?
I don't really know you. You're an enigma I need to figure out.
Right.
So maybe that'll help. Right.
And now he knows that she made such a huge sacrifice for him. So it'll be interesting to see, you know.
Right.
Exactly. They're closer now. As long as it's not romantic. Ugh.
Oh, well, you know there are some houffley shippers out there.
What? Is that what they're called?
It's what they're calling it. That's the ship name.
Oh, it's terrible.
Although, it's so funny.
I wish I could hear that.
I couldn't wrap my brain around it being houffley. Like, I kept saying houffle in my brain. And it took me entirely too long to catch on that it was play.
Hoofle.
It's better that way. Hoofle.
Hoofle. The detractors can say hoofle.
Like, this is the most stupid thing ever. Like, what the hell is going on with hoofle? Like, who came up with this? And then it hit me. Oh, hoofle. Awesome.
Oh my God, that's funny.
I really don't want them to be together.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I really don't want them to be together.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows? But he kissed the Victorian version of her.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's true.
He kissed a lot of them, though.
At least not with 11. Because I feel like 11 and River are like...
Yeah.
That's how that is.
I say this every single time. A song we watch together. Like, what? No, go away, Clara. Are you kidding me?
Back off. Oh, well, I'm sure the houffley shippers will go down in flames. I mean, they're going to go down with that ship.
I hope Moffat does not please them.
Yeah, I don't think they will. That's just, I don't know, I just got a feeling, but yeah.
Are you going to start singing Dido there?
Maxine's going down with the ship.
Oh, yeah.
What?
You're going down with River Doctor.
River Doctor, yep.
Yeah, I'll go with
what
that.
What is that name, by River the way? Puppet. What is that ship name?
Ooh.
Is it really River Doctor?
Diver.
Wouldn't it just be Diver?
That is the doctor.
Diver.
Wow. Diver. Diver.
Rockter.
That is horrible.
Richter.
Rick, that's not, this is not getting better.
Let's just stop it and just say they're awesome, the best couple. So.
Okay. Alright.
Please stop me from this line of thinking.
Okay. No. Okay, well then, let's go to the moment that made your brain fall out of your ears. When it said, John Hurt as the doctor. What were you guys thinking? What was going through your brain?
I wasn't thinking anything. I was just like, what the fuck? What the fucking fuck?
Wow.
You're allowed two more.
Okay. Now that I've read stuff about it afterwards, I'm like, okay. So there are explanations for who John Hurt Doctor could be. But just for some reason in the moment, I was just like, I don't understand this at all, or what the fuck is going on. And now I'm like super intrigued. And I'm like, what does this mean? Because John Hurt's a great actor. So I'm like, this could be really interesting going forward.
Yes, I believe so as well. Someone pointed out on a blog that I was reading that he was wearing the Nines jacket and the Eights waistcoat.
What?
Which would kind of mean he's 8.5.
Well, that's a theory. That's a popular theory.
Yeah.
That he's between 8 and 9.
Yeah.
And it was responsible for the Time War. Which would make Eccleston the 10th Doctor.
Right, it would move everybody up one.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But aren't they saying... Because I've...
Go ahead.
Well, I've read some theories.
Yeah.
And that they're like, then that makes Matt Smith 12, and the Doctor only has 12 regenerations.
But didn't they do away with that?
So Matt Smith is the end. But then, aren't they trying to make it like some loophole that like it's him, but he doesn't take the name the Doctor, so therefore, they're not pushing everyone up?
Right.
They recently changed the 12th generation rule, because I think when River saved him,
she gave her all her regenerations.
I don't know, and they basically were just like, this show's popular now. Making money. We're not gonna get rid of
him. We're not stopping this gravy train.
Right.
That was, that's the producer side of it. But creatively, she saved him and gave him more possibilities.
Okay.
Well, he also could be a future doctor.
Yeah, that's why
she sees all of his time stream, right?
Yep.
Right.
Would
an older doctor recognize a newer doctor?
Hmm.
Like, would 9 recognize 11 as himself?
Oh, that's a good question. I've actually wondered that myself.
Could he be like a pre-1 doctor?
Could he be
a pre-William Hartnell doctor? Like
maybe.
Pre-series doctor? Or there's that, like, I thought it was, I like how the episode, we didn't really talk about this. Everyone was so, like, obsessed with him being, like, with them being, like, oh, my God, they're going to say what the name of the doctor is. Mm. But that wasn't the point. Like, the name of the episode is more, like, the name of the doctor, like, doing something in the name of.
Name
I thought
of the
that
doctor.
Was really clever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really enjoyed, like, I liked that a lot.
Yeah.
And so he's saying, he did it in he didn't do it in the name of the doctor. And he did
something in the name of peace and sanity.
So... Like, maybe he's the dark version of the Doctor, like...
He's from the darkest timeline.
The darkest timeline, yeah. And maybe... But, like, this is what I don't understand, because John Hurt is apparently supposed to be in the 50th anniversary. Like, does he escape somehow, or what? I don't know. I don't know. Never mind.
We're just gonna wait.
Timey-wimey.
I can't even theorize.
It's too much. We're crossing our own time streams.
What did everybody think of that? Did they like it, or did they think it was what the fuck, like me?
That was my thought process.
That's your last one.
You now officially reached your 5, man.
Yeah. You can now no longer say the F word.
You're
done.
Okay.
You have to think of another. You can say frack.
Okay, I will.
No, I thought the same as you. I was just like, what's going on? I mean, it was a great moment. It was kind of like that moment when we saw the Doctor will be returning in Let's Kill Hitler. Kind of that same feeling. Like, what? How are you going to get there?
Right. Ooh, what?
Yeah, exactly.
I like the words on the screen. It was cheesy, but I like it.
Yeah. He looks so sad.
I know.
Just so tortured.
Yeah.
You know. I guess, and yeah, causing the genocide of your race will do that to you.
Maybe.
That's
what it really is.
Anybody want to add to the reaction to that moment?
I just thought that he might be the next Doctor, but yeah, I was very confused. I was like, what? So there's going to be two Doctors in the... two Doctors already in the reunion episode, but...
Yeah.
There's going to be, like, you know, more than one who's current, I guess.
Mm.
So I was very confused, definitely, but I just I just wanted answers, you know? I was like, okay, so who is he? What? Right, what does this mean? But I really like that the fact that, you know, address the... His biggest secret isn't his name, and like his name doesn't really matter. Like, I'm really glad I didn't like give him a name because that would just
be anticlimactic. His name's George. Like, great.
Can you imagine?
I like that he said he's like the Doctor was the name I chose. Like, that's it. That's my name. Like, that's it. You know, I do everything in that name. I don't know.
It's a promise.
Yeah.
Yes, didn't reveal his name, and that he said that was his darkest secret. Because I mean, that's what they, you know, lure him to the planet with. You know, his darkest secret will be revealed. You know, all that mambo jumbo, and you're like, okay, so is it his grave? And it's not his grave. It turns out, it's, you know, this actual whole other Doctor that we've never seen, that no one's seen. So I think that was a great setup.
Uh-huh.
So I like that. But yeah, I definitely was like, I was confused, and then I started trying to think of possibilities.
Right.
I like it, even though I was confused. I like it now. I think it's cool.
I'm trying to remember if Eleven saw his face or if he turned his back by then.
I don't know.
I'd have to rewatch
it. I don't know.
He recognized his voice. I mean, not sure.
I mean, he definitely knows his silhouette, so he has to know him. So maybe he is a past version of himself.
Yeah.
Because he saw him and he was like, he kind of pulled Clara, and he's like, you know, don't go over there. And
right.
Right.
And it is his mind or whatever, or it's his life story. So I don't know.
Yeah, no, he knows, I think.
Anything to add, Jen, to the reaction to John Hurt as the Doctor?
Yeah, I think we pretty much covered that. I mean, I have nothing really... that would add.
All right.
It would be refreshing.
All right. Let's go on to favorite episode, least favorite. And you don't have to go into it too much if you don't want to, but favorite episode of this season.
Well, my favorite episode was definitely The Name of the Doctor. Mm-hmm. For reasons I have already stated. Mm-hmm. If I had to say my favorite episode besides that one...
Okay.
Shoot.
Well, you don't have to if you don't want to.
I know. Now I don't know if I can choose. I really love the Crimson Horror.
Really? Where he's like a monster?
Oh my god, that moment when Diana Rigg opened her dress up and it was like sucking her life force. I was like, oh my god, this is awesome.
Did that confuse you at all? Because she's also in Game of Thrones.
I know, but it was awesome because she was playing like a more overtly crazy evil person. And I thought, mostly just because of her, I loved the Crimson Horror.
Okay.
But I actually really liked Hyde too.
Yeah, Hyde
was and good. Cold War. Okay, I gotta stop listening.
You liked basically the other, you basically liked all of them.
I surprisingly liked a lot of Mark Gatiss episodes. Crimson Horror and the Cold War I thought were good. And then, okay. My all least right. favorite, right. my least favorite was Rings of Akaten. Mm-hmm. Akaten?
Yeah.
There were good parts to it, and I liked that we got a little bit of Clara's backstory, and visually it was awesome.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
it was amazing. The song was pretty, but it just felt like it was so weird. It was like, there wasn't a lot of plot, like, and it was kind of confusing. I kept going like, I don't understand what? And then all of a sudden Matt Smith has this huge speech at the end.
Yeah, and I was like, oh gosh. And
he personally played it really well, but I was like, is this earned? I don't understand. What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And there's children in it, and I was just like, what? So that was probably my least favorite episode.
All right. That was also my least favorite episode.
Oh, okay.
Brings it back again. Because it was very Russell T. Davies to me, and he's not my favorite. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I would third that sentiment. I was not a fan.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about the speech?
It was kind of like a what the hell moment. Like, there wasn't, like, there wasn't a whole lot going on.
I feel.
And then all of a sudden, it's like this great big dramatic, I'm trying to win an Emmy moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Too much bombast.
It just didn't fit.
Yeah.
It was pretty to look at, and the leaf kind of came up again.
Yeah.
But other than that.
Yeah. Kind of a throwaway, maybe.
Yeah.
What was your favorite?
I liked, thinking of the name, Nightmare in Silver. I mean, I liked the concept of it. I liked the idea of it. I liked the Cybermen coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of a cool thing since we haven't really heard from them since, what, season two?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a while.
They were in the episode in the mall with the...
Oh, with Craig?
Yeah, Craig.
Storm again. Yeah,
closing time.
Oh, yeah.
But not in a huge way.
Right.
And then I liked Bells of St. John just for the fact of the girl in the shop gave Clara the TARDIS phone number. And I'm so intrigued by that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I totally forgot that happened.
Like, that question, like, that is what I want. That is what I want the answer to. And I'm really hoping that's the way they kind of, like, schmooze back in Rose, to be honest. Because I think that would just be awesome.
Wow. Good theory.
I want to know who has this number that we give it to Clara and know the whole thing about Clara and the doctor. I mean, that is, like, the key question for me. And I've been waiting all season to, like, find out the answer to it.
You'll have to wait a little longer.
Rose is a good theory because Rose worked in a shop.
Exactly.
She was a shop. And then,
like, the last time we see her, she's like, oh, yeah, I'm working in a shop. And then she kind of, like, laughs it off.
But
I'm just like, who else?
River, maybe.
And they made such a deal that the doctor swapped out her cell phone to make it work with the TARDIS. And I don't know. Cool. But that whole interlude just really stuck with me.
My mind is blown. My mind is... Uh-huh.
It's been so long since it aired. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. You have to hang on to that. Hang on to that, Jen.
Yeah.
Next time we do this. If it comes up.
Yeah.
Maxine, did you say what your favorite, least favorite was?
No, I didn't. My least favorite is the same as you guys. I think that it's visually dynamic, and yeah, they did it. I really like the start of it because you got that whole leaf story and, you know, this leaf didn't fall, blase, blase.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely, yeah, the plot was just like, what is going on? What's happening? So there's like something that wants to eat this girl, and, you know, now the doctor's interfering as he does, but it's just like, it was a lot of stop and go. Because, like, you had these great, you know, they're singing for, like, 5 minutes, and then, you know, they figure out, this is not good, it's not normal, no one's helping her, she's getting taken away, you know, and they're like, okay, well, how are we gonna get over there? Let's take this little scooter thing. Like, it's a lot of mess, you know? A lot of start and stop.
Yeah.
So I didn't really like that episode. But my favorite episode, yeah, it's either this episode, the finale episode, or the Fireman episode, because Neil Gaiman is just, he's just a genius to me, so I think...
Interesting. It's so weird.
And I really liked how Matt Smith was like playing two roles.
Yeah.
Sometimes that comes off very weird.
Oh, yeah.
Actors do it, but he did a really excellent job, you know, playing a Cyberman and himself, you know, the same body. So I thought that was great.
I loved him in that episode. He was so good.
He was great.
That's definitely one of my favorites for the season.
I was so disappointed with Nightmare and Silver.
Really? Because of what? You have the doctor's wife to compare it to.
The doctor's wife was so good. And I just felt like... I felt like the Nightmare and Silver was like, there were so many ideas. It was like, it was too much. Like, it just felt like nothing was... There were so many things happening. Like, it just felt so kinetic and then... Or frenetic. And then the kids were so freaking annoying.
You just don't like kids in your episodes, do you?
I couldn't believe how annoying the girl was. I was just like... I feel like Neil Gaiman is a better writer than that. I don't know. I just was like, that girl was the worst. Oh, Warwick Davis was good.
She's a little Dalek.
Yes.
He called him Dalek. He was the Emperor, so she kind of helped him. But she was
I did like him a lot, Warwick Davis. I thought he was really great. But I don't know. I was just like, it wasn't bad. I think I was expecting too much because I love Doctor's Wife so much. Maybe I was just like, I don't know. I was expecting more.
The bar was very high for me because of the Doctor's Wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then.
I mean, the Doctor's Wife is still, it probably ranks higher, you know, as one of my favorite episodes, but I still feel like this was a great episode.
Maybe for the performances, kind of better, I feel like.
The season, I don't know. This season was like hit and miss with me sometimes, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt Smith kind of saved that episode for me, actually.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I'm a Matt Smith fangirl, so you just ignore everything I say. I'm biased.
Hey, it's okay. We need both.
Matt Smith has been in Michigan, you guys.
Yeah.
Filming a movie.
Yes, with Ryan Gosling.
I know. His beautiful hair is gone.
It's gone, but I'm sure it'll grow back at like twice the rate that a normal person's does. Because he's a Time Lord.
Yeah.
So... All right. What else should we talk about? I don't know if there's anything.
How about what did we think about the season as a whole? Okay. Or did we already answer that?
I feel like we kind of touched on it. I don't know if you guys want to add more. I got the feeling it was kind of hit or miss for all of us.
Mm.
It wasn't totally up to our expectations.
Well,
go ahead.
How can it be when we had seasons like season 5 where, you know, the crack in the wall? From the start to the end.
Your pawn send-off.
Maybe there was that was probably the problem he had this season because, you know, they have half the season, they have the pawn, and then the next half of the season, they have, like, the impossible girl. So maybe it was too much in one season. Mm-hmm. But.
Yeah, I agree. I think.
Kind of follow a clear theme, you know?
Yeah. I sort of touched on that before, but yeah, like, I wish we would have had a full season with Clara, but. I don't know. To me, it seemed like it was sort of strange in a way because it was all like standalone episodes almost entirely. Every single episode was sort of standalone.
Yeah.
And the first half of season 7 was like that as well. But I remember feeling more invested in the first half of the season 7 because we knew the pawns were leaving. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you know, you have that character progression and you're trying to see why are they leaving and the choices that they're making. So I felt super invested in the first half. And I actually thought that the episode, to me, and I guess I don't think you guys agree, I think the episodes actually were really strong. I think they were really strong this last half of the season. But I think that because there was no, like, overarching myth arc, really, besides who Clara was, but they never really even brought it up. Like, people would just be like, Clara, what's up with that? And he would just be like, I don't know.
Literally, that's what he says. Like, who are you?
I still don't know who you are. And then, like, Jenny and Vastra would be like, why is she alive? And he'd be like, I don't know. So there was no, like, forward momentum, really, until the end.
No, he literally erased her memory, so there couldn't be.
And actually, the journey to the center of the TARDIS, that's an example of an episode that I feel a little bit like with the season, is that there was, like, kind of too much going on. Like, the stuff with the brothers wasn't really developed that well. And I was kind of like, wasn't really sure. And then at the end, I thought it got really good. Like, they tied it together really well.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it almost, they it like got saved because the ending was kind of interesting and cool. I like weird time travel stuff. So the fact that, like, they sent back the thing, the grenade, and it burnt her hand and that, whatever.
Yeah.
But the rest of it was kind of like, well, I don't know. It's just, it's, like, kind of too much. I don't know, whatever. So... but it, like, I think I rewatched, like, in season 6 and first part of season 7, I rewatched every episode. And I don't think I rewatched really any of these except the finale. I watched Name of the Doctor twice. I personally feel like the episodes that were in the season were actually pretty good. Like, besides the Ring of Akatan, I think all of them were actually good. Yeah. I don't know. But that's just me. And the Cold War had two Game of Thrones.
Who had Davos and...
And Edmure.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know who Edmure was at that point.
Yeah. Okay, I need to shut up. All right, go ahead.
Who would like to follow? Jen,
I don't know. For me, I don't think... Because there's episodes that I think sometimes I'm like, oh, I should watch that one again. And I just... I don't know. These episodes for me weren't, like, I don't know, great to me. That's just me, though. And I definitely, only episode I rewatched, and you guys know from the first part of our podcasting, that I watched, like, all those other episodes again and again and again. But, I don't know, the only episode I watched again was this last episode, In the Name of the Doctor. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't rewatch Dinosaur on a Spaceship.
But I don't know that they're going to be like, you know, episodes I'm like, I need to rewatch that or I want to see that again.
Right.
A lot of people criticized Stephen Moffat, though, in season 6. They said it was too confusing and there was too much, like, myth arc and there was too much mystery.
They just want to think. They just want to sit down and zone out.
Right. But then it's
you
like.
You think he overcorrected?
Season 7 is almost entirely. Standalone episodes. There's no two-parters, and now people are all complaining. So
but that's the problem where you like he has a disjointed season 7 because he had the pawns for the first half, and then he has, you know, Claire for the second half. So he doesn't have enough time to really build a story.
Right. Like I almost feel like the finale should have been a two-parter, even though they all decided they weren't going to do two-parters anymore because people were like, "We don't need two-parters." But I feel like some of those episodes. Would have been better if they were two-parters.
Better as a two-parter.
Like, the journey to the center of the TARDIS probably could have been a two-parter, I think.
Definitely.
I completely agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't really compare because I didn't really see the first half of season 7 because I don't have cable.
Okay.
So, when I did have a chance to watch it, I was visiting my godson. And he just turned a year old. So I had Squirming Baby playing with the baby. So, like, I had it on, but, you know, not really. So I only really have, like, I have season 6 and then, like, don't necessarily have, like, 7.1 going on. So I don't know if that, like, affects how I see, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree, though, that the lack of, like, an overarching theme was definitely relevant in the second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like that kind of makes it fun, you know, to kind of be invested in that bigger story and figure things out and piece it together.
I agree.
That's half the fun for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Me too.
Like, even though season 6 was sort of a mess, I liked... Like, not knowing what the fuck.
You're over.
Oh, dang it. What the crack was going on?
There you go.
I don't know, but I also liked the show Lost, and I know a lot of people had a hard time with that, with following that. But I personally, I agree. I welcome a myth arc, a big, you know, mystery. But I think a lot of people criticize Stephen Moffat because of that. And I think that's why in season 7, it was all like standalone episodes. I mean, I think there was definitely like themes for sure. Mm-hmm. A lot, you know, especially like, you know, in Hyde, it was all like every monster needs a companion. Right. A lot of like lonely monster type of stuff. I don't, whatever.
Then does that play into John Hurt?
Interesting.
And how he's like the monster side of the Doctor, you know?
I think so, yeah. And also the way that the Great Intelligence was talking about the Doctor, about how he's, you know,
the Slayer of the 10 billion.
Right. And to some people, the Doctor is bad, sort of. Mm-hmm. I mean,
right. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Do you want to go first?
Oh, and then just seeing the bad side of the Doctor in Nightmare in Silver. Oh,
okay, right.
You know, you're definitely getting shades of, you know, the Doctor. Not that he's light and fluffy and rainbows and, you know, unicorns. But there is definitely a darker...
Yeah.
A darker side.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
I think that came through a lot and definitely sets up this whole John Hurt scenario. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people were upset in the Dinosaurs on a Spaceship episode, to bring it back to one of my faves.
When I know, it's one of your favorites. I know.
When the Doctor let that guy die, remember at the Argus Filch died on the spaceship?
Yes, he
a
did.
Lot of people were mad, and it's actually interesting, and like, they were like, oh, why the Doctor let that guy die? That's evil, like, whatever. And even though that guy was pretty terrible, Argus Filch, come on. Mm-hmm. But the, I thought it was interesting that he actually said his name, Solomon the Traitor. Then this one, he's like, in this episode, he said, Solomon the Traitor, you let him, whatever. Like, ask all these people, the Daleks and the Cybermen and Solomon and bloop blah. Nice. So I'm like, I think definitely season 7 has sort of, and then even like Angels Take Manhattan is all about how the Doctor is just like, can't even deal with what the heck is going on. Because he's just like, he can't handle it that. You know, they're leaving him, and he doesn't want to let go of Amy. Like, she has to make the choice herself.
Mm-hmm. To stay.
So I think it might be from the beginning of the season, it's definitely been a theme, which makes me appreciate it even more, like you were saying. If he had been planning all along to have this John Hurt character. Well, I don't know. I mean, we can't really call him John Hurt. I guess he's technically...
No, he's the... Well, we can't... Can we really call him the Doctor? I don't know.
Well, he's the Doctor.
So he's the Doctor, but he's not like...
8.2.
Maybe.
Oh, boy.
I mean, there was an arc, but it wasn't really one that was like... Wasn't like the crack in the wall, where it was like every time we got the crack, we got more information on it.
Exactly. There's some sort of payoff for how invested you have been.
I mean, I was glad they answered the mystery of Clara in the finale. I'm glad he didn't drag it out. Yeah. I feel like he answered it at the right time. Mm-hmm. And I really liked the answer. I thought it was cool. And I liked the way they used the old footage. I thought it like, I don't know, I thought that was cool. I thought they did a good job with that, using the old Doctors.
At first I was confused, but then I was like, oh, that's actually kind of nice.
They did a good job. I mean, it doesn't look perfect, but I mean, well, it's like
it's
old
hard to do that.
Black and white. Footage
to match up the eye lines can be
difficult. But I would have felt a little bit more invested, but also I think, you know, I just fucking love
breaking all the rules, Leah. I mean,
fucking love the pun, so that's why
I
cared so much before. So
let's close out with the 7B edition of Doctor Who Said That. You want to do that?
Okay.
And basically, you just yell it out. And whoever I hear first wins something. I don't know what you win. A high five.
Woo!
If you want one. And then we can kind of just talk about what we're looking forward to.
Okay.
All right, first one. You guys ready? Let me know that you're ready.
Yeesh.
Okay, who said this? The souffle isn't the souffle. The souffle is the recipe. Clara?
Clara's mom.
Clara's mom is correct.
Whoa. Well, Clara said it.
I know, but like Clara's mom was the first to say it, I guess. I don't know. All right. I don't know. And you have to wait until I'm done reading it.
Sorry.
I didn't make that clear. Number two. Here we go. Oh, no. Not the one with the gigantic head.
Strax!
Yes.
About River.
Yes.
I love Strax. Can I say that?
I do too.
I love Strax and Vastra and Jenny. I think they're great.
Oh,
clips.
I love them. I wish they could just
Jenny's
be in
awesome.
More
I
episodes.
Love when she was like kicking butt in the Red Horror.
I know.
Yeah,
she was.
Strax. The Crimson Horror. Sorry.
If Strax was a companion, that would be amazing. Just throwing it out there.
He would never get your gender right.
I know. No. Boy.
Girl.
You'd have to go to Glasgow every now and again so we can vent.
Yep.
All right, next one. He doesn't like endings.
River.
Yeah.
Is no one going to contest Leah? She just, like...
I mean, I told you my brain's a little wonky, so I can't go so fast. Okay. I know the answers are just slower than normal.
Okay, so yeah, it's just the
buzzer. Dominate at this game, so don't give me any crap.
Wow, okay.
I'm just slaying that, basically. Whatever.
Sorry. All right, next one's up. The little Daleks.
The doctor.
Yes.
About Angie and Artie. That. Whatever the fuck their names are. Oh,
why did you say the little Daleks?
Because
they tricked him.
He said Darling or Dalek.
I thought it was Daleks.
He says Daleks.
I thought he said Darling.
No.
Because he's mad at them. He said little Daleks.
Yeah, it's his tone. But his tone is mad, but he's like, I don't want to see anything horrible, so.
It's like the worst thing you'd call them. All right, last one. Well, maybe next to last one. Okay. Welcome to the Tomb of the Doctor. I had to throw this one in.
The Great Intelligence?
The Great Intelligence?
But he has a name, though. What's his name?
Simeon.
Yes.
Dr. Simeon, yes.
Dr. Simeon. Also known as the manager from the Spice Girls.
Oh, no! Awesome. Yeah, that guy's great.
He is pretty great.
He's met the Spice Girls.
He worked with them for an extended period of time. And Matt Smith. And everyone else.
I want to meet him.
So you can just get some residual Doctor Who celebrity dust on you?
Yep.
Yep.
Exactly.
And Spice Girl dust?
Yep.
Yep.
Glitter, I imagine.
Glitter. Yeah, no, it's more glitter for them, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Good job, Leah. Basically.
Yes!
Win. You win.
Great.
A TARDIS.
Woo! What?
You win a TARDIS.
Wah!
To be given to you at an unspecified time.
Oh my god.
It will also be... What?
Is it just going to appear one day?
Yes. Maybe. No. Oh. Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe.
What?
You gotta go wait outside and sit in a suitcase.
Oh!
All right. Anyways, now you have a glimpse of what Leah would be like as Amy Pond. She'd just be screaming outside on the lawn. Okay, let's end with, what are you looking forward to for season 8? It comes back. Well, we won't have to wait too long. It comes back November 23rd.
Yep.
It's not that long.
It seems long.
Yeah. It is. You have other shows in between.
That's true.
Hopefully. So.
It's summertime. There's nothing.
There's plenty.
My life is meaningless without Doctor Who.
Word. Okay. All right. You got Breaking Bad. You've got Game of Thrones. Maybe Sherlock.
To the woman without cable. Like,
oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, fine. You have reruns of Wipeout to look forward to. I don't have cable
either. Reruns of Wipeout. Nice.
The rough life.
Well, Sherlock isn't coming back in November.
When is it coming back?
They don't know yet.
Ugh.
It was just a guess by that person. They lied to us.
Darn it. Well, I hate them.
Okay.
For making me hopeful.
Well, I know what Maxine's looking forward to. She's looking forward to a little Tenant,
Matt
Smith action.
Mm-hmm.
Maxine, did you watch the video of their interview together?
No, I think I just found it.
You have to watch it. It's very cute. They just sit around and talk about how great they are and laugh at each other. How much they love each other so much.
That's going to be awesome. That's what I'm excited for. Yeah, I'm excited for Tenant. Tenant, whatever, same difference. I'm very excited for that. Yes, it's fabulous hair, and I don't know, just awesome adventures between the two of them. Because they're kooky, and it'll be interesting to see how they,
Can you imagine if they had, like, an act-off?
Oh.
Let's just,
at a what-off?
A doctor-off. Let's just, you know, stick them in a room and...
Yeah.
Just let them go.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's going to be awesome, and I don't know, season 8, I guess... maybe some of the stuff I said earlier about maybe it actually being companionship and not him, like, looking at her like, what is going on with you? How are you existing right now?
Right. We're moving past that part now.
Answers to who John Hurt as a doctor is going to be. What does that exactly mean? So
we're just going to call him John Hurt, I feel like.
Yeah.
Just John Hurt.
Yeah.
But I'm most excited for Ted. Oh my gosh, I'm getting bouncy because how excited I am.
it's bringing you out of your fever, or bringing it back on again. I don't know.
Yeah. Almost, but it's making me not so good in the head. So I should probably stop that.
Fever.
And the only prescription is David Tennant.
Yep.
Tennant. I love him.
I am looking forward to seeing how they bring in Ten in Rose.
Are they bringing Rose?
Yeah. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
So I'm really curious how that's all going to work. Is it like, how is that all going to mesh together? And is there issues with like crossing time streams and, you know, I don't know. I'm just curious to see how they're going to do this.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be Moffity. I just really hope it's not like 10.5 and Rose, because that will make me happy.
Oh, right.
I'll be very unhappy.
Hand 10, the 10 that's the hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hand 10. The one that married Rose.
Yep.
That'd be annoying.
Yeah, it would.
I'd be very upset. I really want 10. I want my 10.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know who gave
the Claire
number.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That is a really good point. I didn't. Yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
Me too.
Yeah. All right. Leah, what are you looking forward to?
Yeah, well, originally I was really interested to see how the two doctors interacted with each other. And then I watched that little interview with Matt Smith and David Tennant, and they said that their doctors really got along. And I was like, oh, it made me so happy. I'm excited to see them like be like cute together. I'm not excited for Rose.
Neither am I.
You
are not alone.
I don't mind her so much. You guys really hate her, though.
I loved Rose with 9. I wish Christopher Eccleston was coming back.
Fortunately,
that makes me really sad.
But I know he kind of, I think he's kind of moved on. I don't think he really had a good time as the Doctor. Anyways, I really just mostly, it's mostly all about John Hurt Doctor for me. I just want to know what the heck. That's what I'm most interested in. I'm wondering if that's going to be the big main overarching villain of next season.
I think that could
be really interesting.
That could be awesome.
Yeah.
So, I'm pretty easy to please when it comes to Doctor Who.
Dinosaurs on a spaceship. Anybody?
I mean, come on now. That's a brilliant episode.
It actually wasn't that bad of an episode.
No, it wasn't.
All-time faves. Also, I just, as long as Matt Smith is the Doctor, I think I'll be content.
Mm-hmm. Although, here's my question with that. And I'm just going to throw it out there. With Matt Smith cutting his hair, does this mean that in the 50th, there is some regeneration and Matt Smith is no longer the Doctor?
What, you mean a Matt Smith with shaved head?
Yeah, I mean, are they all of a sudden, like, the Doctor decides to, like, cut his hair? Or
they already filmed the it, actually.
So he will have hair.
He will have hair. They filmed it already, pre-shave.
No, that's what I'm saying. Okay. I'm quite possibly having a brain fart.
It's okay. Work through it.
This is, like, quite possibly, like, okay. So, are we saying that he cut his hair before they filmed the 50th or after they filmed the 50th?
I think after.
Okay. So, does this mean, then, that there is a regeneration that's going to happen because Matt Smith no longer has to look like the Doctor? Okay. Am I, like, articulating this now?
I don't think so, because the next episode they would have to film is the Christmas episode, and they don't have to film it yet. So it's possible that Matt Smith's hair could grow back by the time they have to film the Christmas episode. Right now they're on a break.
Yeah.
However, he could also wear a wig.
Right.
Also, so, like, CGI hair.
I mean,
oh, he just wear a hat. He could just wear a hat.
He could wear his fez, and then there we're
good. Oh, I miss the fez. Yeah, no, I don't think it means he'll have a shaved head as the doctor. I mean, I could imagine his hair being a little shorter. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe they'll be like, the doctor kind of got a trim in between seasons. Ha ha. But I can't imagine they'd let him just shave his whole head. Besides, right. He looks scarier.
He does. He's a little serial killer.
Matt Smith has a very interesting face, and when he doesn't have hair,
he's got pointy ears.
Verges on frightening.
He does.
It's sort of like, depending on the light, Benedict Cumberbatch is the scariest looking man in the world.
He can make facial expressions like the Grinch already with.
I know.
Just normally, and then you have his voice.
Yes.
Although I love that picture that came out of him as a baby. He looks exactly. Like, now, as he did as a newborn. It's terrifying.
How frightening.
I haven't seen it. Oh,
that baby must have, he must have had, like, the most piercing stare.
They were like, we have to name him the most serious name in the world.
Out of the womb, your name shall be Benedict Cumberbatch.
Here, I'm looking. Now, because it was ridiculous.
Can you imagine having any other name? Because I can't.
No.
I can't. Like,
his name in Star Trek is, like, way more normal sounding than his actual name. John Harrison?
Yeah.
Wait, I haven't seen Star Trek.
Oh, no, that's not a big
spoiler. It's not a spoiler.
It's not a big spoiler.
I know, but just so you know.
Okay. I won't spoil you.
Okay.
Now I'm trying to find it, and now I'm saying this, and it's, like, you know.
It's got to be on the internet somewhere.
Oh, I know. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Ha!
What? Whoa!
Did you find it?
Yes.
All right, you can paste the link and then we can see it.
Did it come through?
I'm scared.
Oh.
I'm a little scared.
I can't. I have to add them.
Oh my god. Oh my god. A little bit.
I know, right?
It's like he's deduced me to my basic elements already. He knows too much. Even as a young child. Well, I see where he gets the smile from. Definitely his mom.
Oh, God, yeah. She has a creepy Benedict smile.
Yeah. But it's hers is a little softened.
Yes.
Because of her softer features. But, like, what do you have? Like, it's Benedict. It just pierces you to the soul.
I know.
Yeah. Can't even handle it. His dad... looks a little like
Clay Aiken.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Oh my god, his dad is Clay Aiken.
Oh my god, Clay Aiken is a Time Lord.
Guys.
Clay Aiken is the 13th Doctor.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oncoming storm.
We've cracked it, guys. We cracked it.
We got it. We did it.
We did it. This is our proudest moment.
Yep.
Well,
you're
I didn't say what I was.
That out. You're gonna cut all that out.
No, I'm gonna keep that in. The Clay Aiken thing, gotta keep that in.
Okay.
That's important.
Sure.
But yeah, basically, I have nothing really to add other than I'm looking forward to John Hurt the most, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that every time he walks on screen, there's gonna be just like a black cloud.
Right.
Just accompanying him. Or it's kind of like that scene in Arrested Development when George Michael. Just walking around and like
walking sad.
Yes.
Yeah. Charlie Brown.
I love that episode.
Okay.
I
can't cure all your ills.
I'm not friends with Jen, so someone send me the picture.
Oh. Hold on one second. I don't know if I can do it. Can I do it? I don't know how to do that. I don't know.
I'm sure you can find it somewhere on the interwebs.
Yeah. It's like a Benedict Cumberbatch. Creepy baby.
Actually, that might yield some weird shit.
I'm gonna look that up. I'm afraid to.
Never mind. Don't do that. It'll just be normal babies with Benedict Cumberbatch's smile.
Oh, God. We're gonna start a new meme. Babies with Cumberbatch faces.
Cumberbatch kids. Oh my god.
That was a slow clap for you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Cumberbatch kids is definitely staying.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Leah, Maxine, and Jen. This is the Ashitaka's Angels and Friend podcast. Signing off. Until next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.